When you have headphones on, you can hear the music all over. Go get headphones.
Pour yourself something nice. Sit back and relax, because it's probably year 20 now of Travelling for Tunes. My name is Dara O'Haley, and I'm going to give you a bit of a guided tour of what I've been up to in terms of music for the past few weeks. Let's go. The first stop this year for Travelling for Tunes was to the Gaeltacht area of Donegal, Gweedore. I spent my entire summer up in Gweedore last year and got to know some of the musicians from the area, and this is a session on a Friday night in a place called Hugh Bugs. And outside Hugh Bugs is, well, not outside it, but close, is a beach called Port Arthur. Just listen to that. Such a relaxing area. And you know what, I was really privileged and I really appreciated the warm and genuine welcome that I got there last Friday when I arrived. Lovely, lovely people. And of course, there's so much to do in Donegal as well. Here's a clip of the next day, just to break up some of the music, where myself, my son, daughter and wife went out in a canoe. And yes, I was the only one to fall out of the canoe. Typical.
I have a small one.
You're in the front, yeah.
It's going to be a bit
warm
here.
It'd be, now there's a wee drop here because the water's low, so they're going to feel it getting down. And can you feel my back going?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Right, right there. Watch, so that it's going to go a bit.
Now I have a bit of a treat for you. Listen to this. This was... Oh, this has been the highlight of my month, listening to this. It was class. Gaeltacht area, and you'll hear some Irish here in the applause, but also you'll hear Irish coming up now in these merch recordings.
Enjoy.
That's what's kept you more than you, what?
Yeah.
Where do we get you?
I'm a chef.
Oh,
Oh,
well, then you beat the Hadini and Chana.
Yeah.
The
James
Main
Chana.
Ah.
Oh,
wow.
Well.
Dirtmouth, Slán, Gadidin and all, August Tomage, Dol Gadi Balha Clea, Gadi on Cobblestone. And as you can hear in the background, we are on the loose, heading to the Cobblestone in Dublin. We said goodbye to Donegal, and if only it was this easy to get from Donegal to Dublin as it is in this recording. Dundalk over in Corbett's Unfortunately, the quality gets a little bit poor here, but we do what we can. This is the night of my birthday, playing with a wonderful Andrew Grafton. Jump here from Friday to Sunday, and I'll get to why this is in a minute, but here's a great session for the Scariest Trad Festival on Sunday afternoon in a place called The Snug. I really enjoyed the tunes here as well, and again, a great welcome. We'll be right back. Can we take a break for a second? If you don't mind, just stop there for a second. Right. I want to talk to you a little bit about microphones, just for a really quick second. Don't turn off yet. So, at the start of this was a Zoom. You heard music recorded from a Zoom. Then a Shure MV88 Plus microphone. Then, on the night of my birthday there in Dundalk with Andrew, that was just a phone camera, which is really rubbish. And then in Skerries, then you had the Shure MV88 Plus again, which is good. Now, this next recording is actually on a DJI mic. It's a wireless mic kit. And I'm not quite sure, you know, I don't think, it definitely doesn't stand up to the Zoom in terms of quality, but it does stand up for portability. And I've explained why this is a few times in other podcasts and blogs and so on. And that is, a Zoom is really obvious. You know, it puts people off. The MV88 Plus is a little better, but still puts people off. These are tiny. So you sacrifice a little bit of sound quality, but where you make up for it is it's way more discreet and it doesn't seem to put people off as easily. So let me know what you think in the comments, or email d@digitaldara.com, or contact me on Twitter @digitaldara, or contact me on Facebook. You can also go to darapipes.ie and leave a comment there as well. That's daraghpipes.ie. Thanks for listening. Here's a recording from Carlo, but don't go anywhere yet, because I have a really important little thing to say to you. It's a really important message after this one. But here is Carlo Chopdama. So far, I really hope you have. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed recording and editing all of this stuff and playing in all of these sessions and meeting all these people again. It really is one of my just favorite things to do in the world. But I want to get serious for a second. I'm recording this and I'm going to dedicate it to a good friend of mine who took his own life last year in 2021. Sean Conway is his name. And he's missed. He's missed by me. He's missed by a very wide circle of friends. And when I was recording this, you know, there was a few sessions where he would have been there. And there was a session on Saturday, the 11th of June, for him that I got to. And it was really nice. Some of his very close friends organized it. And it was good to be there. It was really good to be there. I also wanted to mention, because I didn't mention it at the time, and I don't know why I didn't mention it. I was recording this podcast a few years ago, and just while I was recording this last section of it, I heard another bit of bad news. Now, it's going to be very depressing at the end, isn't it? I heard another bit of bad news that a very good friend of mine had passed away. Now, that was from cancer, and it was, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't mean to get all depressing, but I just wanted to mark that and say, look, stuff has happened over the past few years. I didn't get to do this over the past year or so either. But now it's all back and it's looking up. And I suppose that's a message to us. Message to us all. That in the worst of times, it really is important to remember that stuff does get better and will get better. And another message that has been given to me a lot lately is we are all our own worst boss or critic. Don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself the space, the time, or whatever, to figure out what you need to do or to figure out how to improve your own situation. But don't make rash decisions. And look, I'm no expert. I'm just mentioning it because it's an apt time to mention it for me. And hopefully it resonates with you somehow. So, anyway, let's get back to some tunes. This is a really nice recording from the 11th of June. So, slightly out of sequence, but I wanted to leave all this stuff until last. So, slightly out of sequence, this is the session for our good friend, Sean Conway. The fella I used to love playing with, because, my God, he'd come out with some weird rhythms and weird chords. And he'd make me think of music in a really, really weird way. A really innovative and unique way as well. So, Sean, you're missed. And Tony, you're missed as well. And, yep, let's go for more tunes. I can't wait to do this again next year because it was so much fun.
Around the blade went through. I used devil's word. John, isn't he?
Be much to do, Sean, if there wasn't a bit of singing like it.
Very true. Very true.